I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion time, where today we're going to be talking about gaining traction. You know, sometimes we get these big goals or visions. As we spend time with God, He begins to give us a bigger vision and dream for our lives. But then we got to break it down and make it practical and get to the place where we're gaining some traction and we feel like we're moving forward in it. We got to create some order out of all of the moving pieces. And today we're going to be talking about a system that I found, a biblical system for gaining some traction in your life. And actually, we're going to be taking communion over this today, believing that God's going to help us to gain some traction on the vision and goals that He has for our lives. But let's get started with prayer. If you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communion meditations, we start with our 30-day prayer challenge prayer, which is about a two-minute-long prayer, mostly of scripture, coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez. That's found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a couple minutes to get still, to examine ourselves, to plan our day. And actually, we're going to use that process today. We're going to be using that process. I've been working on creating some new tools for helping us gain some tractions that will go in the Abundant Life Blueprint. And these tools, we're going to lay that out for you today, a part of this process of examining ourselves, which leads us into our time of communion today. We're going to be asking for God and receiving His help on gaining some traction towards our vision and goals and these types of things. But let's get started with the prayer. Heavenly Father, I just pray for everybody who's watching or listening, all their families and friends and all those connected to them. And I pray for all of our church and governmental leaders. And Father, I just keep asking. Well, I'm getting ahead of myself. Father, we just thank You for releasing us from the darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of Your dear Son. We thank You for Your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, we just thank You that You are with us and You can help us to gain traction on these plans that You have for our life. Father, I just keep asking that You, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of You, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which You've called us and the riches of Your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of Your power to us who believe. The same power that You exercised in Christ when You raised Him from the dead and seated Him at Your right hand, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And You put all things under His feet and made Him to be the head of the body, the fullness of Him who fills all in all. Father, I ask You to bless us, to bless our time here together today, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive Your purpose and grace and Your love and Your goodness and all You want to do in our lives, and to let it flow through us, so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. We ask You to keep Your hand on us, help us do today what's right and best in Your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in You. And we ask You to stretch out Your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. So we've been going through this process lately. Of examining ourselves, doing this other half of prayer before we get into our time of communion. And I feel like God's been nudging me, having me just make some little adjustments, little corrections in the order and the sequencing and how we go about this process. And really what it's turning into is a tool that we can use to begin to gain some traction on the day. And as I've begun to lay it out, and I'll show it to you here in just a second, as we begin to lay it out, there's about 8 different sections that we go through. And I believe if you'll go through this regularly, it will help you to gain some momentum and some traction and some progress forward on whatever it is that you're working on. It could be a business, it could be a vision, it could be just getting your house in more order. Whatever it is that you need to do, I believe this can help you to get that in order. Now, where did this come from? I was once praying. I was just asking God, how do You keep it all in order? I was trying to run my business and do things at home personally and trying to keep all the moving parts together, keep them all in order. And I just prayed one day and I asked God, I said, how do you keep it all in order? How do you do it? Your kingdom functions perfectly. Everything's in perfect order. God is a God of order. How do you do it? And after some time of prayer and reflection, the answer that I received was, look to the pattern of my Sabbaths. Look to the pattern of my Sabbaths. And so I began to see that in the temple of the Old Testament, there was a rhythm for the temple of how things were to be done. And there was a morning and evening sacrifice. So there were things that needed to be done morning and evening to keep the temple running in order. Then there was a weekly Sabbath. And on that weekly Sabbath, there were certain things that needed to be done to keep that temple functioning in order on the weekly Sabbath. And then there was what's called the monthly new moon. Every time a new month would start, there were certain things that needed to be done to have the temple running in order. And then there were the yearly cycle of feasts. And what I began to do is to implement this rhythm of daily, weekly, monthly, and the yearly cycle of feasts into my life as a way to keep things in order, as a way to gain some traction forward on visions and goals and projects that we're working on. And it's become a true blessing. And over time, I've been refining this and refining this and refining this. And here's what it's turned into: these eight categories here. So if you got a vision, you got a dream, you got a plan, things you want to accomplish in your life, how are you going to get there? I think you can begin to gain some traction toward those goals with this process here. So the first thing we do is let's get positioned in the light. Remember, God has released us from the darkness, transferred us into the light. How does that happen? Through the forgiveness of sin. So the first thing, if we're going to position our minds in the light, and we want God to help us with this process of creating more order and gaining some traction, we got to be in the light, which means what? We have to forgive. We have to walk in the light. We have to love one another. We have to be in faith and love. We got to forgive. And that forgiveness has to flow through three levels. We have to receive that forgiveness from God. We have to make sure we forgive ourselves, because we tend to beat ourselves up for all the ways that we've missed it. And we have to let that forgiveness flow to other people. We're giving them the same grace and love and forgiveness that God has given us. So that's the first requirement. We got to get into the light first, and that forgiveness has to flow through that. And then we're going to focus on our first two boxes up here. Now notice we got two sides to every category. So first we're going to get positioned in the light. First, we're going to get positioned in the light. So we got the forgiveness piece. That's a must. That's got to be in place first. And then it's gratitude over the last 24 hours. And so what I like to do is, you could do this process. You could do it at the beginning of the month. What were things that I was grateful for? What was progress or steps forward that I took over the last month? And you could fill out each of these boxes for the month. And then you could break it down based on my monthly sheet that I filled out. And you can just do this on a plain piece of paper. I'm working on getting this into a tool, a one-page tool that we can use. But you could say, all right, based on my monthly one, what needs to happen this week? What progress did I make this week? What are new things I'm learning over the last week? And then you can break it down into daily. So you can use the same process for monthly, weekly, daily, and even on the cycle of feasts, on the bigger picture. And then we use our miracle year plans to set the vision and goal and direction for the year. And then you can use this as a system to begin to create that traction moving forward in your life. But the first thing is, what are you grateful for? That keeps us focused on the light, keeps us focused on God, keeps us focused on the good things. What are you grateful for? And begin to list out, you know, over the last day, or if you're doing it weekly or monthly, what are some things that you're grateful for during that time period? And then on the opposite side of that, you see progress. What steps forward did you take, whether it's the last day, the last week, the last month, or the last 3 months, whatever it may be? What progress did you make? What steps forward did you make? Did you take? Because it's good to look back and to gain some encouragement from those steps forward that you took. And it builds some confidence, it builds some encouragement, it builds some courage in you to just look back and say, look how far I've come. I think it's important that we don't look back at how far we've come, that God has truly released us from the darkness. He's been taking us on this path. And then our next categories, we have peace and joy. Peace and joy. God has given us, by his grace, he's given us his supernatural peace and his supernatural joy. And remember, those are like a light switch. Either those are on and flowing in our lives, or they're not. And God has given us this supernatural peace that surpasses all understanding. And Peace is our indicator that we're single-minded in our faith, that we're magnifying God as bigger than the problem. Often, we've got problems coming at us, and we begin to waver in our faith. And when we begin to waver and our thoughts begin to get divided because we're magnifying the problem more than we're magnifying God, all of a sudden, I lose my peace. I get into stress and overwhelm and all these types of things. So peace is my indicator. I'm magnifying God. I'm keeping my focus on Him. I'm single-minded in my focus on Him and that He's bigger than the problems and that nothing is impossible with Him. So the question becomes, how is my level of peace over the last day, week, month, whatever the time interval was? And what was it? Was anything making me lose my peace? Was anything causing me to get to that place where it wasn't flowing, that supernatural peace wasn't flowing? And the answer to that question, whatever it is, write it down. And then we can pray over that. And we'll do the same thing with things that are causing you to lose your joy. We can pray over those and give them to God and ask Him for His help to cultivate what He put within us and to help us turn that around so that when those situations come at us again, we handle them with peace and joy and grace and beauty. So we're going to write down, how is my level of peace? And then what was causing me to lose my peace if I lost it? And then joy. Joy is our indicator of presence, letting us know that we're living in the present moment with God's and aware of God's presence with us. We're living in the present moment, aware of God's presence with us. And when we get dwelling on the past, all the things that went wrong, we're thinking about darkness, we're thinking about those things, it steals our joy. When we're worried about an uncertain future, it can steal our joy. And that's where we have to put our hope and our trust and our security in God's unfailing, steadfast love for us. And we can live in the present moment. Yes, there's a time to plan. All right, what do I need to do tomorrow, this week, this month? What's the vision? What's the plan? What are things that need to get done? What are things that we want to get done? But when it's time to execute, we got to stay in the present moment, executing with peace and joy. And that's letting you know joy is your indicator that you're in the present moment. And I like to think of this joy, our presence is the grace table turner. When I'm more present, my indicator is joy. Joy is going to let me know when I'm more present. And when I have that joy, the joy of the Lord is my strength. And that tables are going to turn. All those good things that God put within me are going to begin to flow out of me. Effortless results are going to start to happen when you get more into the present moment and you get into joy. And then our next category, what are the things that you need to do? These might be administrative things, things around the house, things that need to get done just to get everything operating and to have everything flowing smoothly. What needs to get done? And then on the other side, what do you want to do? What are the things, once you get past the need, what are the things that you really would like to do? Maybe God's prompting or stirring some bigger project or some bigger vision that you want to pursue, that you feel like He's calling you to pursue. We got to take care of both sides of this. What are the things that need to get done, but also what are the things that you are charged up and motivated and you really want to make happen? I think these good desires that God gives us, there's evil desires and there's good desires. These good desires, Jesus says, I desire to do your will, oh God. What's that thing God's stirring on the inside? What are those things that you want to do? So what do you need to do? What do you want to do? And you list those out. That's going to help you to gain some traction. And then it's going about your day, executing these things that you need to do, the things that you want to do, and trusting that God is with you, helping you to execute these things. And it's about executing these things with confidence and boldness, not confidence and boldness in yourself, confidence that God is with you and what He can do through you is more than you can do. You can execute with peace and joy and confidence in Him. We've talked several times in our partner Zoom calls about making today a masterpiece. How do you do that? You're grateful. You're focused on what's going well. You've got peace and joy flowing, and you're executing the things that you know to do. You're doing those things. You're going to make today a masterpiece. And then now it's time to talk about what are we learning? What are we learning? And I found there's two categories of things that we're learning. First one is what adjustments need to be made. These are things you're already doing, things you're already working on. What adjustments need to be made? What things are you knowing to do that you got to make some adjustments in some area? Maybe you need to get more present. Maybe you need to change the ordering or sequencing of something. Maybe there's some adjustments you need to make in whatever that you're doing. And then what are the new things that God is speaking to you, he's showing to you? Remember, he's trying to lead us to this spacious, beautiful place that's free from all restriction. And often there's two sides of this. What adjustments do we need to make in what we're currently doing? And then what's the vision and direction he's talking to you about? What's the direction he's nudging you as you're moving forward in time? Think of it like a GPS. His voice is leading you, telling you where to turn, setting the direction, these types of things. Maybe you need to set a new destination. Maybe you need to turn here. Maybe you need to do these things. What's the leading he's giving you about the direction for your life? So what adjustments do we need to make on things we're currently doing? And then where are we going? Where's God leading you? What new things are you learning? So I think you'll go through this process. You get, first of all, forgiveness got to be flowing on three levels. Then we focus on the light with gratitude and the steps forward that you've made, the progress that you've made. Look at how far you've come. Then we evaluate our peace and our joy. Those are our indicators that our focus is right. We're living in the present moment. We're focused on the right things. Then we list out, what do I need to do? What are the things that I know I need to do? We talk about, do the things that you know to do. What are the things that you know you need to get done? Whether it's today, this week, this month, what are the things that you want to do that you're charged up and excited and motivated? You really feel like God is stirring and prompting in your life. And then what adjustments need to be made? And as you're tuned into God, you'll see these little adjustments to be made continually. And then what are the new things? What are the new things he's teaching you and training you in and the direction he's setting for your life? I think you'll go through this process and you get that rhythm established. Start with the month. We got a new month coming up this weekend. Got a new month coming up. Go through this for the upcoming month. Go through this for the upcoming month. And then each week begin to evaluate. And then each day, setting the plan and the intention for the day as you go through these things. I believe you'll gain some major traction forward. But we're going to take communion over this. And this communion today is just going to be a time where we're going to believe we receive God's help with this, on getting some traction forward with our lives. When we get every area of life, when we do this right, here's what happens. When this grace is flowing through us, every area of life begins to move forward together. Often in life, we get one area. Maybe our health or our work is going good, but it comes at the expense of other areas. I believe if you go through this process and you let God begin to navigate this process in your life, here's what happens. This grace begins to flow. The pressure comes off of you. The grace begins to flow through you. And all of a sudden, every area of your life begins to move forward and gain traction forward together, and it begins to overflow through you. And the result is we end up making a whole bunch of other people great in the process, and it happens effortlessly. Those are our cues that we're on track and we got this traction in place. But every time we take communion, it's just done with awe and reverence and joy for what Jesus and God are willing to do for us. It's an opportunity for us to just meditate on their steadfast, unfailing love for us, that God was willing to send his one and only Son to die for us. Even while we were sinners, he was willing to do that for us. How much more will he do for us now that we are his children? How will he not freely give us all things to enjoy, including helping us to gain some traction, gain some momentum, to make some progress forward where every area of our lives is moving forward together? So, Father, we're just asking for that today, and we just believe and we're receiving that from you today. It's also just a time to meditate that nothing is impossible with him. On our own, this is going to be hard to do, but we don't have to do this alone. We have these symbols of this new covenant, this covenant relationship with God, that God is by our side. He's with us, helping us, equipping us, training us, showing us what to do. If we'll stay tuned into him, we'll stay plugged into him, he'll lead us to this beautiful place. And in the process, the most important thing is we'll get to know him a lot more and a lot better in the process. Jesus said, this is eternal life, that you would know God and know me, Jesus Christ, whom he has sent. As you go through this process and you stay plugged in with him, abiding in him, connected to him daily, I believe it's going to grow. You're going to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus, and that is eternal life. You have this personal relationship with him, and we'll learn that nothing is impossible for him. Nothing is impossible for God. When you pair that together, we have this covenant relationship with him, where we can know him. We can know his unfailing love for us, and that nothing is impossible with him. You put those two things together, how much he loves you and that nothing's impossible for him. It can transform your life very quickly. But Father, we just thank you for this bread and we ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, "This is my body broken for you." So that moment we just broke the bread, I want that to be symbolic. That we're letting go of any of disordered ways of living. Maybe where we're not gaining traction, we're just spinning our wheels, staying stuck in place. Or we only had one area growing while the others were getting left behind. We're letting those go as we break that bread. And when we take the cup today, it's going to be embracing this new way of living, just in rhythm, this unforced rhythm of grace, just getting into this rhythm of God and letting him help us to gain this traction where every area of life is moving forward together. But if you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's this forgiveness of sins brings us into the light, and we can have this covenant relationship with God. Like I said, when we take this cup, it's going to be symbolic. We're activating this in our lives, that God's going to be helping us to gain this traction forward where every area of life is moving forward together. And this is just going to be the turning point. It's going to start today, the moment we take this juice. And it's going to grow stronger and stronger over time. What you're going to find is the more you put this into practice, the better you get at it. The more you, like anything else, the more you do it, the more efficient you get at it. We were just talking last night on our partner Zoom call. You're going to be amazed. You might start small, but this is the turning point today. It might start small, but as you get more and more efficient with this, you're going to be amazed. God's going to be able to get more through you. He's going to be able to do more through you in your life than you ever thought can be possible. And it's going to start small, and it's going to grow bigger and bigger and bigger, and he's going to get more through you. How does God do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or dream or think, according to his power that's at work within you? I believe this process can help you get that power to be at work within you. And it's going to begin to produce more than you can think or dream or ask or imagine. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this cup. We ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. So now it's simply about walking it out. I hope you should be having a tool, one-page tool that you can use to go through this, but this is pretty easy to write out on a piece of paper yourself. List out these eight areas and just begin to go through this. We got a new month starting. First step we can take, start listing this out for the upcoming month and then break it down. All right, based on that, what needs to happen this week? What needs to happen today? What do I want to happen today? Going through these eight areas consistently, I believe you're going to start to gain some major traction going forward. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you go to our website, theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.